You're now listening to Sleep Time Silver.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep time's over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Recording live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days and the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. That's right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's premiere, but for now, lock it in for the show. Hey.
Sleep time's over. Your guest tonight, Moni Hara, Greg Capono. Live performance by No Shade. I'm the ones and twos, DJ Freeze. The whitest of burgundies, the sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron, your host tonight, DJ Zach Morris.
The Lord Flores, ladies and gentlemen, the patriarch of the highbrow room that we are in right now. Welcome to Sleep Time's Over, episode 137. Jesus Christ, right?
Where does Ben find the energy, man?
Ben is a little under the weather tonight, so don't...
You couldn't tell from that intro, though.
You could not tell one. That's why he's a professional. That's why they call him...
Yes, truly.
The Lord. You can't be the Lord and not be a professional.
That's
true. It just doesn't go hand in hand.
That is true.
So, yes, I am DJ Zach Morris, is what the streets call it. Aaron Sakai is a name that I also have. Big show tonight, because this is the last show of September, due to the fact that, as we mentioned last couple of weeks... Over half the show squad is going to be off to Europe. Everyone's going to be going to Europe. Exactly. And it's going to be the Griswolds in Europe wearing berets. I'm going to do this one again. Big Ben, Parliament, turn left. I can't turn left. Is anyone going to get that?
Nobody knows it.
National Lampoon's European Vacation. Play the music. There you go. Cue that up. Yeah. Yeah. Who sings this?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Remember that?
Fleetwood Mac.
Wow. What's up with that, right? That was... Lindsey Buckingham, you didn't make it on the show. So, Ben Flores is gone. Sky Cameron is here, the man that is heard but not seen. Yes. He is gone to this.
I'm leaving as well, yes.
Tiffany, who is back on the show tonight, is gone to this.
Yeah, she's leaving too.
Half the industry of Oahu is gone to this. Moke, shut down. What else? Boomerang Girl, Allie. Shout out to Allie.
Yeah,
that,
she'll be over there as well.
Works at La Vie. Shut it down. So much for going out. We just have to go get a chicken sandwich somewhere else. I don't know what we're going to do. But then shout out, of course, to our sponsors. We got the Highbrow Room that we are located in. Shout out to Aloha Beer Company, LMC Media, Sakai and Company.
That's right.
The dessert of the night for the audience tonight is, sweet potato something? Sweet potato pie? Shout out Domino.
Okinawan sweet potato and hokia.
Which is not ube.
Freeze, you got a mic. Okay, so it's not ube. It's us. DJ Freeze, ladies and gentlemen, the Paul Schaefer.
Woo!
Of the show.
Yes.
And once again, shout out to all the listeners. Spotify is a thing. We got iHeart Radio is a thing. We got iTunes. Everybody watching on YouTube. We got the new viewers in a new state. We got a couple of new states joining the fray. We got people in Vegas now.
Oh, hey, that's just like Hawaii.
Which is basically Hawaii. It's like guys from Mililani.
It's all the guys at California Hotel.
You want to go because property cheap.
So they're eating Simon.
Right. Zippy's coming soon, right?
Yeah.
So you got that. What else we got? We got the Oregon is still a thing. Washington. So all Seahawks fans, yeah, they can get out here. But then the Seahawks, Seattle. What else goes on in Washington? Olympia is the capital, is it? Right?
Sky? Depression, right?
Depression, yeah. Rain. I mean, yeah. UW, whatever. But then that's a big thing. We just alienated all the Washington viewers just like that. The growing female listeners that are still listening, despite me making hand gestures and a swearing and just, you know, really putting them down, are still hanging in there as listeners and viewers. The female audience. Go figure it out. And I wanted to say this because before the break, we're going to come back on October 8th. We're going to start live streaming the show. We're going to do what they call, the nerds call Twitch. And, you know, we might as well jump on that because, you know, it's not only just for Fortnite and just go YouTube and, you know.
That's what I thought we were going to do. I thought we were going to play video games live.
Play video games, drink Powerade.
Mario Kart.
Get a job. I mean, like, stuff like that, you know. So that's coming up. And what else we got? Patreon account. This new mix came out. Did you just listen
That's
to
right.
That?
I got the, to listen to it. Well, you posted up. It was on Patreon for pay, and then you did it. Posted up for listeners, our subscribers, to listen to free for free. True Grit mix.
Did a mixtape is what they call it.
Why'd you call it True Grit? That's for the real man hip hop.
True Grit because you know, like the manly man is a dying breed, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to bring that back. We got to bring macho isms, machismo back. So it's all like
a Mobb Deep.
Mob
Wu-Tang, Group Home,
DMX,
MOP,
swearing, stuff like that. Yeah, so, yeah, once again, we're alienating our female audience. So, yeah, listen to that one. So, yeah, but we got UH screwing up traffic again. We got, you know, everybody checking, you know, liberal arts, botany, all these guys, they go jamming up the traffic, whatever they're doing.
You got road rage, or is, like, road rage your natural state?
Well, I drive down Ward Avenue, so road rage is, like, hourly. So. Okay. Ward Avenue, the worst avenue in Oahu, by hands down.
Alienating all our Ward Avenue listeners.
Yeah, well, they can bill me. Then we got the shout out to, well, I don't really want to say shout out to, but BJ Penn, I mean.
Oh, man.
You were 2-1 in the street fighting, man. You was a winning record, but it was going to happen. I mean, it was going to happen. Hopefully, you can just stay home, just relax.
I feel bad because it's guys picking on him.
And
he's
right.
Getting banned from the UFC. Guys picking on him.
You
I
go
know
strip club.
Shouldn't
these guys
engage, but
well.
Know.
Just stay home. You got a 2-1 record on the street. Just be cool with it. Dana White was going to do it anyway. We knew this was going to happen.
Well, he always has Oos Wrestling.
Hey, shout out to Kaimana showing up. Coming up, future guest, Kaimana, the Oos champion. Is he the Oos champion? Do we have any wrestling fans in here?
I don't know if he's the current champion, but we can find out.
Okay. And then shout out to NFL coming back on the scene again. You know, the only thing that matters really is the Tennessee Titans of July. Ronald Marcus is back, and they defeated that bandwagon trash, the Cleveland Browns, which should go away.
I know, you're shitting on Browns fans on Instagram.
Well, there's a growing number of this bandwagon known as the Cleveland Browns, and it's a total trash, and it doesn't matter. And Ronald Marcus is back because everybody loves in Oahu, Joai, Ronald Marcus from Kapa'ulu to Kahalu, right. From Long's Mililani, Long's Kaimuki. Everybody's going to go talk about it.
Eat the chicken katsu.
Chicken katsu all day for Ronald Marcus. So then we got that. All right, Mac Salad, rice, Mac Salad. Gravy
on the rice.
That's been an ongoing thing. So we don't like to do inside jokes on this show, but there was an ongoing thing of just shouting out sides for plate lunch. I don't know why. We'll do that with our guest tonight. We'll play plate lunch game maybe. News of the week, Sky. What do we got? What's the news this week?
Well, a lot of pop culture things going on. We didn't get to talk about it at our last show, but Dave Chappelle, third Netflix special, Sticks and Stones. I think it's one of his best he's done. What's your thoughts, man?
Excellent.
I think in this time, we need this kind of like unflinching comedy right now where he's, you know, everyone's too sensitive, man. He's going for it, man.
In 2019, we need that kind of talk. And it's very in your face.
And have you heard about the Rotten Tomatoes controversy about the Chappelle special?
Right.
So they only allowed 15 critics to review it for the Rotten Tomatoes score, which basically was like, it was sitting at like 5%, like, you know, rotten. And then now it's like gotten up to like 27% positive.
Right.
What's going on with that? I feel that's a conspiracy to
it's yet
shit
media,
on Chappelle.
It's media conspiracy yet again, just because of the everybody's so sensitive movement, I guess. Everybody's so politically correct that they don't want to go with this. It's a total the opposite way because he attacks everybody. If anybody's hasn't seen this
he
goes after everyone.
Equal offender, right.
Right, but it's very in your face. Like he starts off the show talking about, you know, Anthony Bourdain suicide, right? And like how is a guy that makes so much money and eats food and travels and lives his life, kills himself, where you got a guy that can't pay his rent, is still alive, and he's not killing himself. That's his opening, you know, shtick of the show. That sets the tone for this whole thing. And then he goes into Michael Jackson, of course, goes down the line with all of this stuff. And the shout-out, not shout-out, I'll say, but we do a thing called not shout-out, I think. Not shout-out to Vice. Vice blew
it. They shit on him, too.
No, Vice, you guys can get out of here. You guys are supposed to be like the progressive people, and you guys shit on this thing? Come on. I mean, that's.
I think it's kind of trendy to shit on Chappelle right now, you know.
Well, it's an excellent. I give it 5 mics.
I thought it was 5 mics too, man. But you know the Rotten Tomatoes. If you look at the 15 critics reviews, right, puts it at rotten. 32,000 fans went on to Rotten Tomatoes to voice their opinion, and it's at 99% with the fans from 32,000 fans.
And that can be a gift and a curse, though, right? Because then that. In other movies in the past.
But it just shows you how much can you trust the Rotten Tomatoes because they're only allowing certain critics on there and not allowing a lot of positives. It's almost like they're filtering it.
What you do is you watch the show yourself is what you do. Don't listen to these guys.
Good
have
idea,
your own opinion.
Man. Good idea, man.
Right? Yeah. Freeze your account.
We'll speaking of Netflix, speaking of Netflix,
your own opinion, bro.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a bass of DJ
that
Freeze,
bassy
right?
voice. I feel like I have such a nasally voice when after Freeze.
Well,
talks.
Yeah, you do. That's yeah. It complements Freeze's.
I've gone through puberty, guys.
Yeah, so treble and bass over here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Netflix comedy, Eddie Murphy is about to get super active on Netflix. Oh. Right, he's got a new movie coming out. Dolomite Is My Name, based on the life story of Rudy Ray Moore. Right,
that.
And he's been on two specials with Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. What's your thoughts on Eddie Murphy? He's in talks of doing a $70 million deal for Netflix to do movies and comedy specials.
That's
and
$70 million down the toilet is what that is.
Oh,
Eddie
man.
Murphy hasn't been funny since 1989, all right? Let me tell you, you point out something of Eddie Murphy's that's been funny. Did you actually laugh out loud at? There is nothing you can count.
In the last 10 years, I got to...
Exactly, keep thinking.
I got to really think about
that
one.
Happen. That's why
you got to bring back the leather suits, I think.
And that was in the 80s, right.
Well,
he did the special with Jerry Seinfeld. He could not crack a joke to save his life. It was a live audience special after the, because, Seinfeld does the Comedians in Cars situation. They did a post, kind of a, I don't even know what it was. It was like a meet and greet or something where they just talked
story. It was a panel to promote the new season of
Comedians
in Cars.
Right, it was just him and two. And then Murphy just, all he was trying to do was just sit there and look cool. That's all he could do. You know, he looks good. He's a good looking, good looking guy. He's a good, nice. He's always dressed to the dressed well. But
he's aged very well. A lot of cocoa butter. He's moisturizing. He's keeping up with the skincare.
Married to Scary Spice, right?
No,
divorced. Who's he married to?
He's not married anymore.
He's a single man. Single,
he's got a Holly
successful
girlfriend.
Guy.
A blonde girlfriend now.
Really? Yes. Married to Holly?
Yes.
Oh, Holly girlfriend.
I don't think he's married now. I think it's
Kim Cattrall.
No? I don't know. I don't know her name. Kim Cattrall.
Holly, that's the first name I came up with.
I'm guessing you're not going to be in line for Coming to America 2. It's coming out next summer.
That's going to be a disaster. I'm going to say it right now. You mark my words right now. What's the day today? September 10th. Not going to work.
All right. So it's going to be out next year. And then I wanted to just drop this on you, surprise you on two other projects that he has in pre-production. A sequel to the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
God,
it's
really?
Called Triplets. I'm not even joking.
Who's going to be that? Kevin Hart and Martin Lawrence?
It's,
who's going to be in this
it's
thing?
Eddie Murphy is the triplet to them.
Oh my God.
And then also, you thought it was dead. It's in pre-production right now. Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Oh, come on. Did we learn from the third one? See, he's holding on desperately to whatever he's got. They're paying him. I mean, why not? You take the money and run, right?
Well, I still have faith. Eddie Murphy was my hero as a kid.
Good
love
for
Eddie
you.
Murphy.
I'm just saying.
He
was great.
I just have faith. I have faith.
Okay,
I hope
that's
he
good.
Can
okay,
pull
George
it out,
Michael,
man.
I'm just saying. It's you can hold on to it all you want. It's just he's needs to reconfigure his career. It's really not. If you can't name something in the last 10 years that he did was anything viable.
How about anyone in the crowd? Can you name something that Eddie Murphy did in the last 10 years that was like really funny?
There you go. Good night.
Aww.
Okay. Moving on. Moving on. That's enough Eddie Murphy.
All right. Oh, I watched some movies. I did get to check out some movies. If you're down for a quick movie
Sky,
review.
Sky, you watch movies. That's what you do. Yes.
That's my favorite thing to do, right? Every weekend, right?
I'm working, bro. I cannot. I don't have more time. Let's go.
The only reason why I'm bringing these movies up because I know you're a horror fan. You're actually the biggest horror movie fan I know.
Oh, wow. I'm touched. I don't even know how to take that.
You have a subscription to Shudder.
Yes,
you
that's
turn
right.
On to? You
watch anyone that doesn't know what Shudder
weekend.
Is, it's a horror streaming service.
It's a full, it's 100%
it's 40
dedicated
bucks a year.
To horror
It's really
movies.
Only $40 if you really want to be, sad with yourself, watch horror movies all day.
But I mentioned this movie you call Ready or Not. You've never heard of it.
And that's the Fugees song, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Shout out Lauryn Hill making horror.
But the concept is basically a woman marries into this family, and on their wedding night, the family says, we're going to play a game of hide and seek.
Okay.
But the hide and seek game is they're trying to murder her.
Hey, all right. Hide and seek, really? That's the plot, and then they're just hiding
but
around.
But I'm telling you, this movie is it's one of the most fun, unexpected movies of the year. Seriously.
I see you. Like, come on. That's the plot of this movie?
I would tell you more, but it spoils it.
Don't need to tell me nothing.
It gives you a lot of unexpected stuff, man. I'm telling you. You'd really like it.
No one here or anybody listening is going to go to the movie theater and is going to go pay $20, going to go see Ready or Not and go hide and seek. They can do that in the comfort of their own
home. It's like hide and seek meets The Purge.
Do we need to have hide and seek meets The Purge, really? Okay, that's one mic.
I'm giving it four mics.
Yeah,
I think it's a great movie.
All right.
You haven't seen it.
I'll watch it.
You
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
fair enough.
All right, now speaking of movies that didn't live up to it, I watched It Chapter 2.
Right.
That's a
that's getting trashed, right, in the ratings, in the reviews?
Well, it's doing well and made almost $100 million. Right, second biggest horror opening. But yeah. I feel like it's just way over long. The movie's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's way too long. Forget it.
That's long, man. No. I'm good, man. I already sat through Avengers. I don't need another three-hour movie.
No, I don't need three-hour movies, year. Man. No, we got work to do, man.
I'm good. And I know you're old, so you got a weak bladder. You got doo-doo shishi.
I got to go at least three times, at least. Because I'm going to get a beverage and then, you know, play lunch.
But I definitely say it. Greedy. Chapter 2, save it for watching at home. Yeah, you're good. You don't. Yeah, this one you can wait.
All right. Well, everybody knows if you've watched the previous It movies back in the day, like early 90s, I think they were, or even if you read the book.
Yeah.
The part 2 is supposed to suck. It's not good. So it's kind of a letdown anyway.
They
so
do we, make fun of the fact that a lot of people hate the ending of the original novels in the movies.
So there's nothing really you can do with it.
It's, yeah, that is what it's it is. It's rough. It's rough. And speaking of rough, I also watched the new Wu-Tang Hulu series.
Oh, you're
Wu-Tang and American Saga. Have you heard of this?
You're a streak, watching a lot of...
Oh, man.
Wow, you're just living your best life.
So have you heard of this movie? This is actually, they hire actors to portray members of the Wu-Tang Clan. Oh. But this has nothing to do with actual history of the group. This is all a fictionalized account of their life. The show opens up with Raekwon shooting at Ghostface Killah's house.
No, it's not necessary. Really.
The whole movie, the whole TV show is like trying to be like The Wire. It's trying to put the Wu-Tang Clan in like their drug dealers and their like rival drug dealers, and the RZA is all there trying to hold it together.
Okay, so I want to know, like, there's a production meeting, right, beforehand to like, you know, or not even a production meeting, to pitch ideas to like Hulu. And this is the best thing they could come up with. They all sat in a room, about 20 guys, and they're all like circled around. And let's make this into some kind of Avengers kind of Wu-Tang situation.
Yeah.
Do we need this?
No.
That's why Hulu 79.
Stick to watching that Showtime documentary. You're good. That's the factual stuff. This one, I don't know who it would appeal to.
I'm Wu-Tanged out, man.
I don't know who it's for. No. I know. You're over Wu-Tang, right?
I've heard enough stories about the GZA. Do me okay for the next 30 years. That's fine.
Well, that's not depressing enough. Hawaii news is pretty depressing, yeah?
Wow, right. Depressing, right? Hawaii, what's going on?
People everything's on fire.
Stabbed, shot, killed, or hurt. Hey, you know, it's Arrested Development. You guys remember that lyrics? No.
Yeah, man. Like,
it's a younger crowd. But then it's a thing. It's been like Makiki, Ala Moana.
Yep.
You know, I mean, bottom line is this.
Nothing, I mean, we're always looking for local news stories, and you say, hey, what's going on?
Local news. We like, found them.
It's all depressing.
It's all depressing. Everybody's getting killed, but nothing good happens after midnight.
No.
So why are you guys going to hang out at Lucky Strike, of all places, after midnight? For what?
Oh, man.
For a drink, smoke, yell. I'm just going to keep... It's going to be like a running thing that I just keep doing that voice. I don't know. But they're doing that. It's going to cause trouble. It's going to cause... You're going to find that one bad guy, bad guys, bad woman, whatever, and it's going to cause problems. So everybody just stay home. To quote a gentleman that's going to be on this show later, stay home already, okay? That's all you got to do. You get no
buy a home and stay in it.
Buy. Make sure the mortgage rate good. Stay home. Yeah.
So well, I guess if we have any positive, I don't even think this is a positive. Yeah. But Hawaii's been nationally ranked.
Hey, all right, good.
Always good to hear what we're nationally ranked. Well, for volleyball.
What?
Do you want to hear?
What is it?
Well, it seems like we're nationally ranked with minors that vape.
Hey, all right. Shout out vaping. You know, so, I've been talking about this for years. I said at Cavett Star, you go all these guys, they're shaking hands, they're vaping outside, they don't buy nothing. That's why he has no store anymore. This is a culmination right here. It's a culmination of all of this stuff. Nobody should be vaping. And apparently, people are getting all sick now, right? So you can't vape anymore. You got to go back to smoking.
Hawaii has been nationally ranked as the number 2 state in the country for high school vaping. And number 1 in the United States for kids under 14 years old vaping.
Wow. Hey.
So how's this? 1 out of every 4 high schoolers vape or have vaped.
Okay.
And 1 out of every 6 kids under 14 have vaped or are currently vaping.
What is up with the 14-year-olds vaping? Why is 14 and under vaping? What? Who's like
they
trending?
Said, so on the survey, they said the counselors, like school counselors that are talking to kids. So kids as young as 6 to 7 years old are vaping.
How is that possible?
Bro, I don't know, man.
That's right, bro. What is this?
These are definitely
bunch of bullshit
kids
is what
that I hung
is.
Out with in school, man.
Who is the influencer of the 6 to 14-year-old kids that is getting them excited to go do the vaping? Like, who is this? Is it Lil Nas X or something? Yeah. Who is he vaping or something? How are these kids vaping in 2019?
They're older brothers or something? Older sisters.
Is it really an older brother?
Yo, I mean, you remember the commercial when we grew up? For them? Where did you learn how to do this? I learned from watching you.
Oh, fried egg.
Oh, fried egg. Oh,
yeah, oh, the Johnny fried Depp. Egg.
Okay, sorry. Thanks, Breeze. But I'm just saying, what is the deal with that? I don't understand. It's got to be the parents then, right? It comes down to the parents. Being a person that doesn't have kids, I'm going to say to all you parents right now, you listen to me. Teach your kids. Be a father to your child. Shout out, NOG.
I don't have an NOG.
Maybe two people are going to know who NOG is. And that's about it. Well, but isn't it? Come down to the parents at this point. So. Why are you going to have your kids so 6 years old, baby?
Yeah. And then you got all these respiratory problems that are going out. And then now the Surgeon General's like, well, maybe this vaping thing isn't so healthy. Like, they're coming with it now. So
then what do they do at that point? Like, what's the marketing campaign?
I don't know. They're going to start promoting Cool Miles again.
Cool Filter Kings. Wow. I never knew what that really meant. What does cool filter mean?
I've never smoked cigarettes. I don't know.
How's this?
Freeze, you want to be our cigarette consultant?
I believe cool is the brand and the filter is the filter.
Yeah, we got that, bro. Whole house Dr. Science here.
And then if it's mild, it's mild. That's
once again, DJ Freeze, ladies and gentlemen. That's why he's on this show.
Wow.
Okay, that solved that question. Well, let's...
Let's get a different perspective here.
Before we go to break here, because we got a lot of stuff going on, we got to bring on a longtime close personal friend of the show, a lovely friend of the show. She's going to be part of the contingent that's going to be going to Europe, and they're going to be wearing berets and not brushing their teeth or whatever they do, French toast, whatever they do up there. She's back on. Tiffany, where are you? Come on in. Let's go. Do.
By me.
Okay.
Hey.
We had a bet earlier.
We had a bet that you wouldn't know who it was.
No, watch it.
Tiffany, I think we're alone now. Yes. Well, speaking about being alone, and you travel a lot, Tiffany. Segue. You just came from the Hamptons. We haven't seen you in a while. So the last time that you were here, you were on your way to the Hamptons. Asians in the Hamptons. Now, how did that go?
I was the only Asian
in the Hamptons.
How was that taken? What was the response there by the Holly people?
No, I mean, it was fine. You know, I think there were a couple of other Asians there, but I was the only brunette in the entire group, Asian so that brunette. Was always fun.
Okay, Asian brunette, yeah.
I was in Montauk, which is, they call it the end of the world.
Really? Why is that?
Because it's at the end of the Hamptons. The
oh, okay. I thought you were going to go that route. I was like, oh, really? Okay. And what's the party scene like? What's the vibe of the... You just follow the smell of money. That's how you get there. Or what do you do? Like,
actually, while I was there, it ended up being the same day that Trump was having his big fundraiser in Southampton. Yes. And we had to drive through Southampton, and I think everybody that lives in Hawaii knows what an ordeal it is when a president is in your area.
Correct.
And how they close off all the streets. Right. And that one was one that was really, really talked about because I think it was something like the owner of, no, there was someone from SoulCycle. I think he was like the owner or something. And he sits on the board or something like that. And he supported the fundraiser. It was all over the news. I didn't read up on it.
Got it.
But my friends were telling me, and it was that same fundraiser. So lots of people were like quitting their SoulCycle memberships and things like that.
Of course. Of course, right.
We just missed the traffic, but a lot of people that came behind us got caught in it for like an extra 4 hours.
Oh, lovely. So. That's just great. And then you came back. From that, you survived that one. You partied up and all was well. You got turn up. And then you came back here to get more turn up because you have millions of bachelorette parties. You have weddings. You just if you watch the kids, you know, they do this thing, the IG story. She's always at the parties, this gal. So you were at a bachelorette party for the maid of, not the maid of honor. What do you call them? What do you call the bride?
The bride to be.
The bride to be. Sorry. Of this whole European fiasco. So you were at this. You did you organize the Chanel bachelorette party?
No, I cannot take credit for organizing it. All right. But, I mean, we definitely had a great time. So.
Oh, yeah. What's the game plan when you gals get this bachelorette party? What do you guys do here? What do you have, a schedule, or do you wing it?
There's a loose schedule. Depending on, like, how OCD the host is, some things are planned out to the T. But, I mean, we had really nice, pre-drinks at our friend Jesse's place. They live up in Tantalus, and so it was beautiful. We... we set up the Friday night fireworks for her.
Sorry. Yeah. And then from there, clubbing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Club, strip club.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drink.
Guns.
Okay. Yeah. Chinese foot massages. No,
wow.
That was actually
smoking and guns.
So what's the schedule? Because were you in Waikiki? You guys went.
So we started off at Rum Fire.
There you go.
And then the bride to be wanted to go downtown to Next Door specifically.
Hey. Oh, that's a trek. Okay.
But we ended up at Manifest and Next Door, and it was Friday, so it was extra. Oh.
Yeah, all the ladies on a prom. Oh.
Everybody on the prom, military, everybody yelling. Wow. There we go. See, they're in the background. So, what was the reasoning for Manifest? What was playing there? What was going on there?
Well, John C was playing there, but we just were hopping around. John. So.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. And then Rum Fire.
We started off at Rum Fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you guys take all kind of crazy pictures. You guys take, you know, turn up pictures. She lying on the bed.
Salsa dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
At Rum Fire.
Yep.
With each other.
Chanel's
with dudes?
A really good salsa dancer.
Wow. Well, and then what? That was the time that this all ended.
I don't know. I
can't remember.
Like two. No, okay. You know, we're getting older. Like,
where are you girls finding trained men salsa dancers?
Oh my God, there's another whole party.
I'm just like.
And it was another bachelor party.
That's a good point there.
A couple of them just ended up knowing how to salsa dance. They obviously weren't from here.
It's the salsa posse, Aaron.
All right, I'll go.
Digging it, man.
I'll go DM them. But so you do this, kind of a winging it, fun kind of a situation. Is there any more bachelorette parties coming up for Chanel? Even I mean, like, it seems like we got time.
I think all of Italy is a party for
that's
Chanel.
Okay, that's it, man.
Okay, so let's get to Europe. So you're going to be going. You're going to go to Italy as a single successful gal such as yourself. What are you going to be doing in Italy? What do you have an itinerary? Do you have something that you want to?
I do. I actually just finished planning it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to start off meeting everybody in Puglia, which is where the wedding is. And that's kind of like southern Italy.
It's the heel of the boot.
Yeah.
Because it's shaped like a boot. This is the heel.
Noted.
There you go. Hey.
Got it. I'm learning every day.
And then after that, I'm trekking over to Amalfi Coast by myself.
Wow.
So that will be interesting. I've always wanted to go there, and nobody else could go because everybody else has their significant others, and they all have other plans.
Well, they got clubs over there. You can get your own Tiffany Prowlon.
Let's segue that then. So will you be, you know, getting a, you know, looking for a gentleman caller in Italy?
Turn that Europe Tinder on.
To be determined. But I think I am going to hashtag tips what ifs, because if you put all the... I'm going to Italy, France, and Spain.
Wow.
So
something's going to happen.
Put it all together.
Oh, we'll find that gentleman.
Yeah.
Buongiorno. Oh, boy. Wow. You have to at this point. Does Tinder work in Europe? There's like a European version of Tinder? Or
I'm sure there's...
Oh,
the French Tinder. You know,
bring back Paolo.
Italian Tinder. You can just all these Guidos and just... I'm sure there's going to be something going on.
Bellissimo.
So we may see you in a return with
the
gentleman?
Yeah.
Wow. We're just going to go there.
There you go. I
like it. Wow. Unreal.
Woo.
Well, local people, local guys, you missed the boat. See, she's off to Europe to go find that gentleman, that guy. So how long are you going to be gone?
Almost 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
You see people? This is the kind of woman we have on this show. Single, successful, can take vacation 3 weeks. I can't take vacation 3 weeks. But she can take vacation 3 weeks.
Two and a half.
Oh, two and a half. Now you're gonna bring them down. Okay. All right. Well, it's gonna be a hoot to hear all these stories when we return. I guess October 8th will be the return date if you can be back on. Well, are you not back yet?
No, I'm not back yet.
Oh, see, we're gonna get you back for Halloween. Hopefully, they're not that scary, the stories. Tiffany, so, Sky, anything else about Europe? You're going to be there with her, right?
We'll all be there at the same time, yeah.
Jesus.
So I'm going to Sweden. Yes. Swedish meatballs.
All right.
Swedish
bank
chef.
Account. Chocolate.
Yeah, Horge. Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Okay. With Shout that, let's take a break.
And then we're going to go to Puglia after that. So.
Okay. Well, more Europe talk probably later.
Yes.
But let's take a break. We got a lot of stuff going on here because we got a lot of guests here. We got Juani Haras here.
Woo!
Hawaii.
Yeah.
The Realtor to the Stars is back on. Four-timer Grant Capone.
Woo! I tell you, yeah, that's right.
And then we got No Shade, which means Astro Guillotine's probably here. I haven't seen him in here, but he's probably here. Let's take a break. Sleep time's over.
Yeah.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Hey, all right. Please, what song is this? What album was the music so child? Okay, screw it. Albums. Who knows albums? It's 2019.
No, I know the single. I don't. I couldn't call the album either.
No one gives a damn about albums. Okay.
No, I do. I just don't.
Oh, I do. I don't want to do that again. But let's give that some breathing room. But we're back. Sleep Time's Over is here. And once again, we're going to take a break. This is the last show of September. News and notes of the rest of October. We've got some people to mention for the October shows coming up. Sky, we got some November as well. Marianne Ito is going to be on.
Yeah, that's right.
October 8th.
Long overdue.
Finally, she's going to be coming on. She was off island. That's why she couldn't be here. It was for tonight, actually. We got Nick Kurosawa will be on.
Yeah, that's
Otaro, right.
Right. Can't wait, man.
So get the R&B singers on here. It's good. And then we'll have, finally, we're going to finally pull the trigger on this gentleman. Flash will be on.
Woo!
After all the hooting and hollering between him and I, Flash Hansen will be on as well. Then we're going to have the Halloween show, Lupaka Kapanui. We're going to talk about the night matches, all those kind of stuff again. And what else we got? Oh, we got Robert Casimero will be back on.
That's right.
We got that figured out for the Christmas show, what he'll be doing. Probably singing.
Yep.
And then that's pretty much what we got when we come back, if everyone stays alive in Europe. So we'll figure for that one, right? So that should be fun. All right. So our first guest here became Miss Hawaii USA in 2014. You can catch her with Rob DeMello. Shout out.
That's right. Shout out.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Cover 2 and KHON. And currently competing. This is going on as we speak right now. The Maxim Cover Girl 2019 competition going on. Right now, so we've got lots to talk about. Please welcome Moani Hara.
Woo!
Have a seat. See? Good choice, right?
I'm sure you're mad at you.
Right?
Wonder.
There we go. Hey,
yeah,
I'm mad at you.
Mad at you
thank you. Yes, very much so. Stevie Wonder. Moani,
and
how
Rob,
you doing?
And Rob DeMello says hi.
Hey, shout out, Rob. We're supposed to talk about Rob majority of this segment, I think, so get ready.
Yes.
how you been? Let's get right into the Maxim Cover Girl competition. So what got this rolling? What started this whole thing?
So my cousin actually texted me and was like, you know what? You should just do it. Just try it. See what happens. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll do it. I submitted a couple of answers and photos. And then a week later, I got a message in my inbox for my email, and I was like,
Maxim.
Okay, so we're gonna try, we're gonna do it, and it's this. It's I'm just so in shock and amazed, and really appreciative of all the support and the votes. So
currently number one, right?
I'm currently number one.
Oh, see, Hawaii, support local. Yeah. So, on top of that, the voting will end on the 12th. What's the schedule here?
So, are you ready? It's a long one.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to break it down fast.
There we go.
So top 20 is announced this Thursday, September 12th. And then from there, it goes to top 15, top 10, top 5.
Okay.
And there will be a wild card round where they bring in all of the second place winners. They get to vie for a spot. Then it goes to the semifinals and then finals. And they announce the winner. So they will announce the winner in November.
Wow. Wow, you lost me on that. But yes, November. Just remember November.
But I hope I don't lose you enough so that you won't keep supporting me.
Well said. So just go ahead and click on the link. That's right. So Hawaii, I tell you, when Hawaii votes, and we talked about this last week, there's like, how many in your group total women here?
That's the crazy thing. We don't really know. They're not disclosing that exactly. Okay. And they're not really disclosing all of the girls that are competing. We just know that there's women from each state.
Okay. Because I did scroll through some of the women.
Oh, you did? I did.
You can. You get them.
I don't look. I
no
don't
worry.
Look.
No. Because not going to happen. Sorry. Right, Freeze? Didn't you look too? Yeah, you got them.
That face says it all.
Positive. Let's go to the positive.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's good. See, we'll see.
Everyone is beautiful.
See, there we go. Thank you.
There you go.
So we gotta let's go back to back in the day now. So from Nuuanu. And how were you like as a kid?
I was actually a tomboy.
Yeah, who isn't a tomboy on Oahu, right? Like, is that always a thing?
Okay. My dad had a really hard time when I told him that I didn't want to play basketball anymore and I wanted to dance.
Okay. He was all sad.
He had a really hard time.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was okay. He obviously was okay with it after.
After the fact, he got okay with it.
Okay. Who's your role models growing up then?
My role models was my tutu, of course. That was my best friend. But as for role models, like current day or just...
Maybe overall, like all time. Do you have an all time, maybe a celebrity role model?
Celebrity. I'd have to say Beyonce.
There we go.
As cliche as it is, Beyonce, she got her shit together. So.
That's right. We was almost going to pull the trigger on a Beyonce song, but like, no, we got to go classy. We're going to go classy for you. Yeah, so.
Thanks, Freeze. Freeze. Instant request.
Thanks, Freeze.
No.
So then from there, Miss Hawaii USA. Now, for the people that don't know of the two different, I guess, Miss Hawaii pageants, is the Miss Hawaii USA pageant the Trump one? Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. Did you meet him?
I did.
How was that?
Everything that people say it would be when you meet him.
Really?
He
lives up to his name.
Very lives up to it, yeah.
So how did that lead up to... What made you go to compete? Because you competed a few years in a row, right?
I competed for Miss Hawaii USA once, and I won that competition, and then I went to Miss USA.
Okay. Wow. And that was 2014.
That was 20... God, you make me feel so old.
It's an old people show. It's fine. It's we're all in it together.
Thank you.
We're all in it to win it. So what was the... How's the competition like? Let's go back to Miss Hawaii. So... What's the competition like as far as like behind the scenes stuff? I'm sure people always ask you, you know, get drama, someone piss off at somebody.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of drama. I mean, you're with women that have been doing it since they were like in diapers. So this is like their pride and joy. But then you also have women that are really cool and you're lifelong best friends with them. And that's amazing. But besides the dress being ripped and lipstick on the swimsuits, not that fun.
So I'm a fan of these pageants. I love watching these pageants.
Tell.
You know, I just enjoy the pageantry.
Uh-huh.
And one other thing,
part
you like
of
that?
Pageantry? Do you like?
Okay, good question.
Yeah.
I especially like the talent competition, and the question. It's always a hoot to watch that. And as you're backstage, watching all of the said women doing their talent, do you like think to yourself like, oh, no can this one? It's not going to go anywhere.
No, I'm just thinking the whole time, please don't mess up, Moni.
Yeah, exactly right.
So, no.
Well said, right.
I wish I could have that much confidence in that.
Person. Well, as a viewer, kind of brutal, some of these guys. There was one year that it was a ventriloquist. Do you remember this? This wasn't during your year. It was a ventriloquist that came on with a dummy and was doing a thing. And would you ever consider doing ventriloquism?
No.
It wasn't your year. Don't worry. So is how there's something we gotta address that's very impressive, as your platform for 2014 for just as Miss Hawaii and going into Miss USA is very heroic. That I mean, trying to win Miss Hawaii is hella tough already, and you have this special which is, makes it heroic that you won with the platform that you were.
Yeah, so please my tell platform us was dyslexia awareness. I myself am dyslexic. So, graduate from Asset School. But before that, I was literally failing math, English.
Yep.
I had a teacher call me retarded, you name it. Got tested, and then I went to Asset School. And from there, not only learning the different learning styles and just kind of starting from square one, it really boosted my confidence. And you get to see, you know, there's other children that are exactly like you and going through it. So, from there, I wanted to do something and give back to the community.
Excellent. Excellent. Sky, any questions there? Look, I get something to add to that.
Super interesting, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's a heroic thing because growing up, I've known several kids. And I mean, it's always an interesting thing that you always wonder because you have to get tested for it. And you always, even it's always awkward as a kid to begin with. And you just don't know if you're studying right, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you have this on top of it. So very heroic.
I didn't want to say anything to anyone.
They don't have, do they have enough programs in public schools right now to you know, early detect this, you know what I mean? It's kind of like kids getting pushed through the system. My mom was a high school teacher for like 35 years, so she's seen kids get pushed right through, right? We don't know what kind of learning disability they have. So
they're not really supported.
They just give meds to everybody, you know.
Oh, no.
They don't even try.
Just give meds quick. I don't think there's meds for dyslexia, but maybe. there might be. I don't know. This is 2019. Everybody. Get meds for everybody. Get something. Okay, got it. So then, okay, so you win. You go to Miss America, Miss USA.
Miss USA.
See, there's the two differences. And how was that? How was the, it just even like times 100 now as far as the intensity, the drama, and Trump
and
is there.
That's where I met Trump.
Right.
With his 10 bodyguards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Who's the host? Who's the host of this?
Who was the host?
Is it Mario Lopez? Or?
No, I don't remember who the host was.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest. I'm just throwing out. I mean, it's all the same.
Now it's going to bother me.
I watch these things. I actually do. I enjoy
named probably the two guys that host the most.
They probably did. I got it. So how was after winning, coming back after Miss America, what was that lifestyle like for you as far as just press releases, photo shoots galore? And what take us into a day in the life of what was going on as a hectic schedule.
Well, after coming home from Miss USA, I definitely took a week off and did nothing and ate a lot of ice cream.
As you should. Yes.
And enjoyed my life. But then I also went back to just doing interviews, going back on the news, and just continuing to travel and model. It didn't really stop.
Right. And you just kept it going. And
I just kept it going.
Once you, I guess you relinquish to the next year, what was that transition like?
I'm not going to lie, I kind of felt lost transitioning out of being Miss What USA and always having a tight schedule and kind of figuring out what was going on. But I think all of us women that have been a title holder or have gone to the national level of being Miss USA or Miss Universe, after that, you're just kind of like, okay, I'm still busy, but like, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, you have such a high adrenaline rush with everything that goes on and that you have to go what kind of normal. It's, you don't know what you're going to do.
Right. Well, fast forward to now where you have the Maxim situation. Yeah. So once the announced November, what goes on there? Is that there's like a whole other type of, you're going to be out and just touring along with the cover? Same situation like a Miss America.
Yes.
Wow. Unreal. Sky, what do you think of Maxim cover girls?
Yeah, I used to buy the, they used to do the top 100. Remember that? Remember back in the day?
A lot of guys, they
yeah, man. Remember. You mentioned it too.
Correct. Yes, the subscription was really cheap back in the day.
This was the Jennifer Love Hewitt days.
She's still dare to me.
Jessica Biel days, right? Wow. Like those days.
Wow. I mean, and it's the show is a perfect demographic to get you the votes because I'm sure we have a lot of, you know, any kind of guys.
Right.
They're at home. They're just at home on the computer clicking away, just voting away. So that's it. So we got them. We got it locked down.
Well, I appreciate you.
There we go. See? It's fine. They're voting right now. They're voting live. So let's do a little thing here on the show. We play a little game, Moni. It's called Five Questions. And it's basically just five random questions. And you want to get 5 out of 5, basically for respect. No real prize. Well, you might get something, I think. But let's get into five questions. We haven't done this in a while. So five questions. With Moani Hara, let's start with our geography. Explain to someone in Pidgin how to get from the highbrow room to Helena's.
That's a good one.
Now, you know, I don't know where to go, okay? And I see you, I like talk to you, and I'd be like, you know, I like Hawaiian food, pipi kala.
Wait, I gotta backtrack, yeah?
Okay.
I gotta backtrack on. Hold on.
Bruh! Yep, exactly, Kevin.
Okay, can I try to go over my house in Nu'uanu? I'm kind of lost around Kakako, you know? The word area.
Well, you're not alone, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to back. I got to literally tell you directions.
I don't know where Helena's is.
Committing to the role.
I just happened to be in Nu'uanu. I caught the number 4, Nu'uanu Dowsett. Shout out, bus. How do I get Nu'uanu to Helena's? It's not too far. Question number one. Whispering.
Wait, the main one?
Is it the main one? Where are we going?
I don't remember street number. I don't remember street name. Kids.
Neither, but that's a good answer because we're local people. We don't use street names.
We all use.
That's a plus.
So this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna go down to Uanu. You're going to take a right. You're going to keep going straight. Instead of going down where the highway is like this, you're going to keep going straight all the way down, okay? All the way down. Bro, I'm confusing myself trying to do this right now.
Well, is that your final answer? Are we going to go with that as the final?
Should I get your iPhone?
You go Google. What? Oh, go.
You can put them in maps.
Oh, like that.
Okay. You can do either English, British accent. Oh. Obviously, Chinese. Not my accent.
Okay. Okay, final answer there?
Mm-hmm.
Based off the fact that you didn't know the streets and you kind of just rolled with it and you busted out the phone finally because it's 2019, that is correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is correct. We're going to give you that one. Okay? Okay, there's four more.
Nobody knows street names.
Nobody knows street names, so then that's a good thing. So
I was really trying.
No.
You did. We were whispering for a second.
Right. Really, everyone goes in, make a right at the McDonald's, okay. And turn left at the Texas.
Turn right by the homeless guy over there.
Right.
Turn by the
bus, Camp Shopping Center.
And then you wait for the sign.
Instead of going up towards Aliha, you keep going,
Got it.
Rainbows.
Okay. Yeah. Question number two, sports-related question. Okay. Explain the cover two defensive scheme. Now, you're on a show called Cover 2 with Rob DeMello. Shout out, KH1 Zone, Rob DeMello.
I don't want to explain it and then get it wrong.
What do you know off the top of the head of Cover 2 defense?
I do the Throwback Thursday.
I saw that, yes.
We talk about various athletes from the past and they come back. And we talk about defense, the awards they win.
Yes. Are you trying to just duck the question?
Pretty much.
Okay. Do you want to take any guess on this? It's a defensive scheme. Cover 2.
On KH1 2.
And that's the thing. That's what it's called. Cover 2. What do you think in the defense of football? You really don't know, don't you? Okay. All right.
What?
That's fine. This is really a thing you can play on defense. You play cover 2 defense.
Oh.
You know, like how you play the nickel defense, the 4-3. Okay. So the two in cover two comes from safeties that are responsible for the two deep zones or halves.
Okay,
starting at about 13 yards.
You're
on a football.
That's so technical.
Well, football is a technical sport. Shout out Rob DeMello. Rob DeMello is going to be just loving this moment.
I don't know none of this shit.
Rob, don't hate me.
No one will hate you. Don't worry. That's fine. We still got much more to come here.
Wow.
Okay. Question number three. You still got a shot to get a good percentage. Give me the Hawaiian word that has the definition, a gentle breeze.
Moani Hara.
That is correct. See,
well,
right there.
Moani,
yes, you got it. See, we're back on the winning streak here. Question number four.
I got one right. 1.5, good job.
Question number four, I want you to guess the smell in this bag.
Oh my God.
Stop on it.
There's no smell. Oh. Smell it. Can you smell that? Kay. Without looking
got
at it.
Got it. Wait. Hold on. This is live, okay?
I smash it.
Oh, go smash them.
I
know. Smash burger. Shout out to the Daily.
This is the first ever smell challenge on this show. Huh?
Okay.
This is strange.
Okay, now.
Okay.
For the video.
Oh, that's a lime.
That is correct. Yeah. We got to try your smell of visual. A new thing.
Why
okay.
A lime? She has a lime tree behind her house or something?
It's random questions. It's random questions, guy.
Okay.
You only got one wrong so far, so let's go to question number five.
Okay.
This is a Miss Hawaii question. With the ever-growing abundance of cars on the island of Oahu, traffic has been a bigger problem than ever. In your opinion, who's causing this? Toyota Tacoma drivers or Toyota Camry drivers?
Oh, ooh, nice.
Question number five.
I would say Camrys.
Camrys, is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
Never was a fan of them. That's correct.
Thank you.
Yes. White Toyota Camrys. Get off the road. Corollas, close.
You talking about my mom, bro.
Exactly. Everybody old. Everybody old. Got Camry, Corolla. They work get white car. They don't know how to drive for shit. That's correct. Okay.
Well, I'll thank my dad because my dad has always said Toyota Tacomas over Camry. So thank you, Dad.
There you go. Toyota Tacomas is more like the younger guys, you know.
Yeah.
The moat guys.
Go off-road. Yeah.
Mai Tais, off-roading.
Can get lifting. It lifted.
Lift them up. Yeah. Go Major Rager. Mai Tai Rumble. Okay.
Cooler in a bag.
Bonus question. Okay, freeze now. Okay. Bonus question. It's a kind of a Miss Hawaii-esque question. Are you composed or are you mellow? It's a cryptic question.
I'm composed.
Wow. Shout out DJ Compose. That's right, bro.
Hey,
correct. That is correct. Because you see, those are the two guys that were like kind of egging you on to get you. So I figured, yeah. Who would you pick of those two? Rob's going to be pissed. Rob's going to be pissed. He's going to be sad, crying. He text me after. But yes, that was correct, though. That was the correct answer. So you actually got 5 out of 6. Five out of 6.
Wow.
I don't know the percentage, but yes, 5 out of 6. That's 69%, I think. I believe so.
So, I'm okay with that.
So before we go, once again, the date, the September 12th is the ending of the first round.
For top 20. And then it goes to the top 15, and that will go from September 12th to September 19th.
Yeah.
And then top 15, then top 10, and so on and so on and so on.
What is the link, do you know, offhand, of where we can do the voting?
The link currently is on my Instagram in my bio.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we can attach something.
Link in bio. Of course, we'll do that as well. And before we go... If you vote, it supports another cause.
Yes, Wounded Warrior.
Yes, so Wounded Warriors is in support of veterans.
For veterans, yes.
So there you go. So it supports a great cause. Sky, you voted yet?
No, I will though. You gave me the link though.
Freeze, you voted?
Yes, all day, every day.
There we go. Good answer. All right.
Multiple accounts.
Rock the
vote.
Wow.
Rock the vote, bro.
Rock the vote, bro.
Well, all right. Let's take a break. Once again, everyone, Moani Hara. Thank you.
Don't you go anywhere, Sleep Time's Over, we'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
All right, look, the fun continues. This is a man that's officially now going to be the four-timer on the show. He's joined the four-time club.
He's the four-timer club.
He's part of the four-timer club with guys like IA... Qualify.
I know.
That's all I can think of right now. But he will be on, and we're going to. He was christened on his first appearance, the Realtor to the Stars. He is still the Realtor to the Stars, and we're going to talk all about the reality of realty, part two, because we did this with Cavett a while ago. So we're going to talk more about real estate, and this is the man that you're going to talk to about it, Grant Capono Canojo. Welcome. Where is he at? To the sounds of one of Grant's favorite groups.
Yes, the Beatnuts.
The Beatnuts is what they're
overrated.
Called. There we go. That's why we
added. Yeah, that's why
well
we brought
said.
You on.
Just exactly. Like these guys, overrated.
Oh, there you go.
Giants all day.
You see?
This is why we bring you on. You talk about houses and you talk about controversial hip-hop.
That's why you're on, sir.
Comments.
That's true.
That's right.
Beatnuts overrated. Who else is overrated? Quickly, off the top. Who's
Wu-Tang.
Overrated? Wu-Tang is overrated.
Wu-Tang
here we go.
Overrated.
I love it. What else we got? Let's go. Let's
come
go.
On. Keep it going. He said the alcoholics are overrated.
Alcoholics, get out of here.
Alcoholics are overrated.
Rubbish.
Exhibit is the only good guy.
Exhibit can get out of here. What else we got?
I'll tell you who's not overrated.
Okay, here we go.
Astro Guillotine. I've never met the dude, but I've listened and heard and watched.
Curbside
Respect,
Worldwide,
dude. I love it. I love
That's
it.
That's right. Curbside Worldwide all day. He's known as something, you know, Grant. He is a moniker, you know. He's the Black Suge Knight. He's not the Black Suge Knight. How is that a thing? He's the Suge Knight of Hawaii. I screwed that up. But he is.
Suge Knight. All right.
Yes. He's the white Suge Knight. He's the Haole Suge Knight.
Tart.
It was created. Shout out, Stud. He created this. He said this on the IG story. Because this man, he's a businessman. He's a millionaire. All under this man. He is the CEO. CEO, right, Astro? Okay.
Yes,
okay. Just making sure. Yeah. So good that you got to meet him. And
yeah, for sure.
Welcome back, man. It's been
thank
a while.
Thank you.
Last time you were on the show, you were on the speakerphone, if you remember this, for Black Friday.
I was in front of Best Buy.
He was in front of Best Buy. So, little history on this man. He is the man in charge of the lines for Black Friday. He's always, you've been going there for how many years?
10 years.
Wow. Best Buy, which one?
Yeah. A-Town.
Unreal.
What's the longest you've waited in line?
5 days.
Unreal.
Make the
clarification.
Hear me out. Everything I buy, I donate to families in need. That's military correct. Families whose fathers are away.
Yes.
So right. It's not for us. It's for other people.
Yes. Yes. And you have a job. It's not like you're standing there and sleeping and standing. It's a process. It's a whole situation.
Correct.
Right. Which is why you are the vice president of Marcus
and Associates.
That's just happened, right? Congratulations.
Just happened last year. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. And that's the name of the game here. We're going to talk about real estate.
Okay.
Now, we're in Kaka'ako. A lot of stuff goes down.
Overrated.
There we go. You see? You see? I agree. So what is the whole, in 2019 fall, we're going into it. Buildings are still coming up. So what is your take on this whole scene? How is it evolving?
So the crazy thing, and I think most people don't even realize that, is that there's like 30 more buildings planned.
Yep.
For this Kaka'ako Central Ala Moana region that they're calling it now. So there's a lot more that they got planned. You know, Howard Hughes, obviously, corporation had a lot to say with that when they bought that parcel of land from Kamehameha Schools.
Yep.
And they had a vision basically to create kind of a live, work, play environment. They saw a need, tried to fill it.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with everything that they're doing, but I mean, Kaka'ako is banging now. It's crazy to me because 10 years ago when we were doing events at Fresh Cafe and Powwow was asking all the businesses to like paint, no one wanted to give anybody anything. Like no one wanted to let them paint on their buildings. And now it's like, oh, we're this cool, trendy, hip, artsy town. And I'm like, that's crazy to me.
You know the real. Yeah, exactly. And it's just amazing how they want us to be a walking community, right? Just
correct.
No need drive.
Yeah.
So are they going to get rid of Oahu Street? Did you hear about the rumor of this?
No.
Is there going to... What's the street that... you got Dave & Buster's, you got Nobu, that street that connects that ward area. They're thinking of getting rid of that street to make it just...
Like a walkway?
We all just going to walk for the rest of our lives. What do you think?
See it. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, that's a bunch of trash, right? So, do you see what's the housing market? Is it still strong in Kaka'ako area because of the new stuff? You got people from like Mililani, Aiea moving in?
No.
Okay,
local people can't afford.
They're not coming in there, right? Exactly.
And you know, Howard Hughes likes to tout that fact, right? That a lot of the buyers are local. There are no one local that I know for the most part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Other than the affordable units, which affordable.
Right,
being you know five, 600,000
like lottery, right?
In a way. Yeah, and most of those are lottery.
You got lottery situation. Yeah. They're 500,000-600,000 square footage is well under 1,000.
Oh yeah,
right,
yeah, for sure.
That's going to be the norm? Then it's going to be like these condos that are going
to
be like.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to transition to that kind of lifestyle, right? You know, take advantage of the neighborhood. You know, spend not too much time in your own units.
Right.
More square footage in your living rooms, less square footage in your bedrooms. Like, it's a trend for sure.
It's all rubbish. Movie room, karaoke room. What else they gonna? Dog park. I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I would mind a dog park. Yeah. But it's always they bring up these amenities and then just to offset the square footage. And that's not going to be dying off anytime soon, right? There's not going to be like another project where it's going to be actually bigger units. Let's make 1,000 square foot.
I mean, with 30 more planned, I'm sure there's going to be a mix of like things that they're going to be adding. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So for people that aren't, now Sky, you're a homeowner.
Yep.
Right? And shout out to the people with the home owning, dealing with that, because that's a whole other.
Yeah, you're a homeowner.
Oh, I tell you. If you could give us a quick like do's and don'ts for someone that's never bought a home, what would your off the top of the head?
I bought my first house when I was 23.
There you go.
You know, I'm 40 now. So in the last 17 years, I've bought about 5 or 6 places. It cost me $6,000 to buy that first one. And so I'm not saying that to brag or anything, but basically you're talking about a kid who grew up in Makakilo.
Yep.
I never would have thought that I could buy a house. And until I actually got in the industry and kind of figured out what I needed to do in order to achieve that, it always seemed kind of like a distant impossibility, right? To me, the biggest thing that you got to do is you got to educate yourself. This is not a process that you just jump into without thinking it through. You're going to have friends, family, everybody is a real estate expert. Everybody is, right? I mean, it's sad, but it's true. Everyone thinks that they know exactly when to buy, when to sell, what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And ultimately,
everybody's path is different. So whenever I meet with somebody that's interested in buying, one, I want to find out like what their goals are.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to be in Hawaii short term, long term? What is their comfort level? Like, what can they comfortably afford? Because a lot of times they don't understand that they're getting involved into something that's going to tie up their money for a significant amount of time.
Got that right.
And if they're banking on getting a raise next year, if they're banking on being able to afford this place because they're getting a roommate, that's probably not a good thing to be buying something, honestly. Right. You got to be able to look at that and say, look, I can afford this. It's something that I can handle on my own through good times and bad. And if you can safely say that, then I say take that next step. Yeah. And obviously the next step is speaking to someone like me. And realtors are free. That's the crazy thing that always bugs me, is to get somebody like me to help you, to drive you around, to walk you through the process, to show you everything. I don't get paid from you. I get paid from the seller of the property that you guys end up buying. Yeah. So it's like, why not have somebody free to help you out?
And but a guy that plays Smith and Wesson in the car.
Exactly.
You're going to Smith and Wesson. You're not going to hear Redman.
Yeah.
Redman overrated.
See?
Oh my God.
So if you want to drive around with this gentleman,
other than Time for Some Action, Redman overrated.
Oh, okay. Really? You like that song?
We almost had you come out to that song.
That was almost going to be played.
Oh, man.
It would have backfired. I'm glad we played Beat
That's actually the one Redman song I like, though.
Good thing we didn't go that route. So if you want to go and jump in the car with this gentleman and then go and just have debates all the way through Oahu. But that's a thing that it's grown man talk here is what we're doing. It's taking that step. It's a critical taking that next step kind of a situation.
And the crazy thing is, like, you don't need to have perfect credit. You don't need to have a down payment. Like, there's literally programs out there that people can utilize in order to buy something.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, the most important thing to look at is how much money do you make and what are your bills look like?
Yeah, and like you said, expressing to your realtor what you can think you can afford and be realistic and be honest with the realtor. And if the realtor is really good, like, you're going to tailor it to them. You're going to tailor their purchase, like,
and I sometimes think
that's what a lot of people worry. They think they're going to be upsold and all this stuff. But if you get a good guy, like, you know, it's all you need.
Yeah, and I think the ones that treat it like a car sales is probably not the ones you guys want to be dealing with. You want to be dealing with someone that's going to, like, counsel you and walk you through this process. Right. And I think that's why I always try to label myself as more of a counselor than a salesperson.
Right.
Because it's not for everybody. Right. And a lot of my clients take years to get there. But it starts with sitting down with somebody, figuring out what you got to do, what you got to fix on your credit, how much you got to save, if anything, and then just taking a step by step. It should never be something that you feel pressured, put under the gun. It'll happen in your own time. And that's the good thing about Hawaii, though. Hawaii, over the last 50 years, our prices continue to go up. I mean, we have these dips and we have these valleys, granted, but on average, the last 50 years, our prices have gone up less than just under 7% a year. That's crazy.
Right.
That means that 20 years from now, you think now is expensive, it's going to be even worse. Yeah. So, I mean, there's not really a bad time to buy real estate, but there can be bad times for you personally to buy real estate. And
that's true.
And I think that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's a big life decision. And
without
numbers withstanding. What's the current mortgage rate right now?
Dude, rates are crazy. Yesterday, 3.25%.
What?
Dude. And now they've been fluctuating between like 3.25% to like 4.5%. But literally, that's how low it's gone this past week.
We got like 3.5% or?
Sorry, Cher. I know my client and friend Cher, they're just refinanced that
Benji
4.
And Cher, yes. New Kaka'akuans, if that's even a thing.
So for first-time homeowner, where do you feel is the top two or top three places to buy if you're a first-time homeowner or that you feel the value is there? Do you have advice, it's tailored to everybody differently?
You're probably not going to like my advice.
Oh, let's hear it.
But for first-time buyers, a lot of them, I'm recommending Central and Leeward Oahu.
And I know that's not
I'm
Mililani born and
the
bred,
hip
bro.
Place to be. It's not convenient.
I ain't going
but if
there.
You want to buy something that you have a good shot at making money on, you got to go to where the development is happening. And besides Kaka'ako, there's nowhere else that's being developed on this island more than the leeward side.
I understand that.
So imagine buying Honolulu before it became Honolulu, right? Like, everyone would do that.
Right.
No one thinks that about Kapolei now, but if you've seen what happened in Kapolei over the last 10 years, it's crazy.
Right.
Highest population growth, highest job growth, the rails is going to start there. Like, everything that Honolulu has, they're building out there.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, well, suck it up. Take the bus. I mean, carpool. But I mean, ultimately, buying somewhere before it reaches its peak potential is how you make the most amount of money in real estate. Hawaii is never going to be a place where most of us can just buy where we want to be the first
time
around.
Right.
It's not like that.
Right.
It took me 3 houses to get to where I am today in Aiea. Yep. I'm not even in town. But I had to start with what I could afford.
Right.
And I made money off of that and moved it into a closer place. Made money off of that, moved it into a closer place. And so hopefully one day I'll be where I want to be.
Moving on up.
You see how this works? You see the kind of people we have on the show? Yeah. We have real people on here.
Unless you're inheriting money from somebody, the chances that you actually buy the house that you really want to live in the first time is slim to none here.
Good luck with that. That's not going to happen. But yeah. Sky, any other real estate questions?
No, I got my questions in. Yeah. I'm just going to debate with him hip hop off the mic, but that'll be later.
Yeah, we don't have time for that, Sky. Okay. We're trying to keep this a contained show, but wanted to bring up a couple things, though, because you have joined us for our Star Wars specials. We did the Last Jedi special.
Mm-hmm.
We got Rise of Skywalker coming up. Yes. You're Star Wars fanatic, as we know, Sky.
Yes.
Take on the trailer. Take on what's happening so far. Rise of Skywalker. You in? Is this looking promising?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
There we go.
JJ knows how to deliver a crowd-pleasing...
Does he? Does he, though?
I feel like for the most part. Like he's
overrated.
He's a safe director. Yeah, he is overrated.
Overrated.
He's totally overrated.
He's a safe director.
But he's safe. Like, if you want to hand a franchise like that to somebody...
He's a kiss-ass director.
Yeah, I mean, he'll take care of it. So I know it'll end pretty well. I don't think it's going to be as controversial as The Last Jedi.
What about C-3PO? Is he going to just kill everybody? He's got the red eyes. You think this all comes down to C-3PO? No spoiler.
I don't know.
That's my prediction. He's going to kill...
Astro Guillotine had the red eyes when he came in here.
Well, that's part of his image. I wouldn't necessarily say that. You know, he's a... Put him in C-3PO.
I'm a card-carrying member, by the way.
Wow.
Hey.
329 all day.
All day?
All day.
No Master Backs. When are they going to come back together, man? What's going on with that?
We haven't made music in a long time. I'm actually enjoying like all the younger guys making music now. Like I dig the new stuff that's coming out of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Even though some of the old heads may not agree, I love it. Like, I think it's pushing the sound of what we're
thought
of producing.
We got to evolve, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You still not you don't freestyle anymore?
Negative.
Oh, okay.
No.
Shout out! I tried. Okay. I was trying.
I'm 40.
Oh, damn it, I'm 41. Okay.
Yeah, Common just
released an
album.
Kids.
Okay, let's let. Well, okay. You win.
Baby Shark, overrated.
There we go. Wow. Sky, do you want to throw in a hip hop something? Do you want to do a little mini debate here? We got
no,
a little time.
No.
You don't want to.
It's
going to
take too long, man. It's going to take too
do
long.
Do a quick thing.
All I'm going to answer is overrated.
We're going to have Grant
that's
on.
That's all he's going to do.
But we're going to have Grant on one of our. Old Futs reviews when we do.
I forgot we do that.
So we review all those albums. So
we're gonna
have him on. I think he's gonna be super entertaining as a guest and always controversial, always entertaining.
Always informative.
Always appreciate you, man.
I don't mean to be controversial.
I love
literally
it,
just what
you
I
speak
think.
Your mind.
You
right?
Tell it like it is.
Right. That's just tell everybody what greatest hip hop album of all time.
The Shining.
By Smith and Wesson. That's the most insane.
That's just my
thoughts. Crazy though.
Okay, the most of all the overrated people, who is the number one overrated group? Of all of them that you mentioned, if you had to pick the power ranking, you mentioned a lot of heavy hitters.
I gotta say Wu-Tang. Now, aside from 36 Chambers, I'll just be honest with you. I think that
I see where you're going with on that one.
Yeah, just to be honest.
Okay, 36 Chambers, you enjoyed.
What hip hop collective has
but
more
see,
classic
when 36
albums
Chambers
than
came
Wu-Tang
out,
Clan.
I was all about the Infamous. So I was all on Mobb Deep. Duck Down and Boot Camp. Like that was me.
Right.
So, you know, Wu-Tang came along. I liked it. I just,
You bring up a good point, though. Wu-Tang Forever was not
super
but great.
What collective has more classic albums
but
than
you're looking at as collective. If
group.
We're looking at the group Wu-Tang Clan coming out as
Cuban
an album
Links,
group.
Supreme Clientele.
But that's solo guys, though.
That's
so
true.
Are we counting solo guys?
Yeah, the solo albums.
See
all the first solo albums are pretty, though.
I told you we're going to do this. But it's a solo situation as opposed to a group. So if we do the Wu-Tang group albums, right?
Yeah.
I see. I get what he's saying. I get it. I dig it.
Yeah. All right. Before you guys start shitting on Nas, then let's just end this because it make me cry.
Oh,
man.
I got something to say. I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay. Enough, Freddy. What's your take here? The Bay Area teams. Let's go quick.
Oh, Bay all day.
That's right. That's it.
You know, I have nothing against the Dodgers except everything. And I'm rooting for them now to fail for the third time in a row. The Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball. I'm calling it right now. Dodgers are going to lose again, and I can't wait to rub it in. If you think about it, they're actually doing the exact polar opposite of what my Giants did, right? We want 3 World Series in 5 years. They'll lose 3 World Series in 5 years. pretty cool. Fact of the day.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, see, this is once again, this is the type of gentleman we have on this show.
I like it.
See?
Grant highs and lows.
You're always going to be known as the realtor to the stars.
I don't know why, man.
You
call me that. I've never worked with one celebrity.
You were on like some travel channel or something. You did that. We can look that up. Google it.
I was on House Hunters.
You was on House Hunters,
three
right?
Three times.
But you met with like couples at Roy's, which never happens.
Yeah.
Let's meet over crab cakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get crab cakes and think about our life.
Because they're like, where do you meet with your clients? And I was like, well, at my office. They're like, yeah, that's not going to cut it. Can we have you meet with clients at Roy's with the sun setting in the background?
See?
And that's actually not what I do.
That's not going to happen, right?
Nope.
You're the real realtor.
They put that magic on it, right? That Hollywood magic.
So you got to do television. Totally do. Television, much like here. But then, yes, we're going to go and we're going to have you back on for, well, Black Friday. We're going to do our live feed again. We'll try that
great.
Again. It worked last time, I guess. So do that.
And then only you could hear him.
Well, we've upgraded since then. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to do the Rise of Skywalker review.
Yep, we'll do that review. Right. Yeah.
Grant Capone.
Always down.
Woo!
Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you, brother. Let's take a break. Sleep time's over. Time for some. All right, and it's not a replay of last week. Astro Guillotine is back here again. He yes, is sir. Here. The Suge Knight of Hawaii.
This is not a thing.
It works though for you. It's a fun thing because you have all of these artists. You have finally we have No Shade is here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Lovely and talented No Shade. What's your if you had to describe? We talked about Mesmer just last week.
Yeah.
Your description. Of this female.
No shade in one word.
Wow, here we go.
Whew.
Is that it?
No. No shade in one word. Dedicated.
Love it, yes.
One of the most dedicated female artists in artist period.
She was
in the Cabana Boys contest just last, Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Okay, I'm lost on days. Yeah, last Friday, and she actually really killed it on the show. She brought her dancers out. She brought a whole performing set, and it was really awesome. So she's always right back in the studio, right back to the video set. What's going down?
And let's shout out the new video, OMG.
Yes,
OMG.
Yes.
I'm telling you what, talk about turn up, right, Astro?
Yeah, I was there.
You were there, right? You were in that bus?
I was there.
My girlfriend
you
was
guys
there.
You guys gotta watch this
video.
Yes. Okay, you were in there.
Yeah.
I could not tell. Everybody's twerking away. Everybody's lit. I don't know what's going on.
I was pouring an alcoholic beverage in a young female's mouth.
If that doesn't get you to tune into, I don't know what.
Okay, that was yes. You gotta go watch it.
Right, that's available. That's out everywhere, right? That's a YouTube.
It is, thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Shot by Idea Film. Shout out DJ Idea.
Oh, nice. Yes. Yeah. What's the latest for you as far as touring going? Anything performance-wise coming up?
So on the 28th, we have a performance at Rendezvous. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. We haven't been there in a while, so we're kind of doing a show to kind of bring people back to the venue, go a little bit back to our roots. So.
Nice. Shout out Shango, DJ Shango to Don Raga, one of Curbside's DJs.
Yes.
Shout out 808 Official Maid.
Yes.
He brought us back to Rendezvous. You got me, No Shade, Lord Jordan, Chris Waters, Prophecy, Just Jules.
Everybody.
Some singers that are really dope. They're going to break out and show everybody what they got. It's just going to be a whole lot of really dope
tons
music.
Of guys. You know Mesmer going to be there?
Mesmer's going to be in my set more than likely. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. So track tonight you'll be performing is going to be, what
Miss
is that?
You. It's called Miss You.
Yeah.
It's a song that I dedicated to somebody that I lost, so I hope everyone else can relate to it too.
From her debut album, I Don't Forget.
I Don't Forget.
Nice. Yes. So. Let's go with it. Once
Thank
again,
you.
No shade.
Thank you.
Let's go.
No shade.
Came up.
My way.
She bad.
Sade.
Miss me.
You don't say.
No more time. Child's play. Whoa. Hey. Came up my way. Now they miss me. Now I'm getting real mad. Got me pissy. When they had time, all they did was diss me. Now I'm rolling with the dogs. Call me Diddy. Ooh. Got me a lot of love now. Like I'm Kiki.
Hey.
He wanna Russell Wilson love. Like I'm CeCe. He wanna eat it up. He a Fifi. I let him eat it up. But it ain't for free.
Came up.
My way. way.
My way.
She bad.
She bad.
Sade.
Sade.
Miss me.
Miss me.
You don't say.
You don't say.
No more time. Child's play. Whoa. Hey. Came up.
Came up.
My way.
My way.
She bad.
She bad.
Sade.
Sade.
Miss me.
Miss me.
You don't say.
You don't say.
Hey, look. Child's play. Hey. Waiting for a dream like I'm Cinderella. Got the whole crew dripped out. No umbrella.
Hey.
Ella, Ella must have done move like a sellout. Couldn't keep up. No surprise you would fell out. Bad times, hard times, keep me down. 23 years young, yeah, they took him down. But they couldn't take his pride, know his crown now. I'm sure he's watching and he's looking with a smile down.
Yeah.
Said them black bars, fit my skin well. I've been handcuffed, wishing on and wishing well.
Yeah.
I know better days are coming like a show and tell. Let my brothers out of jail, let me wish him well. Now it's 2019, I ain't showing no love. Call me TLC, cause I ain't messing with no scrub. Can you show me love and just hold it down? Just hold it down, just hold it down. Let me hear you say, my way.
She bad.
She bad.
Sade.
Sade. Miss me?
You
hey,
don't say.
No more time. Child's play. Whoa. Hey. Came up.
Came up.
My way.
My way.
She bad.
She bad.
Sade.
Sade.
Miss me?
Miss me?
You don't say.
You don't say.
No more time. Child's play. Whoa. Hey. Hey, thank you guys so much for having me out here tonight.
No shade.
Thank you.
All facts, no shade. I'm going to trademark that.
Yes. Good, great stuff, dude. Great. Astro as always, man, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, we're here to support, brother.
Always, always. And new album that already came out. What's the info on that one?
I Don't Forget.
I Don't Forget, yes. That was my first studio album. So that's the new album I have out. And then I have two singles, Waiting Day as well as OMG. So those are on all streaming platforms.
Nice.
Everyone, so yeah.
Well, Astro, what do you got coming up?
Everything.
Yep, see?
Always.
All right, that sums that up.
Yeah. This Friday, we're going to be at the Poetry Bodega. It's hip-hop versus poets. Poetry. So five hip-hop artists versus five poets. One round, 5-on-5. We get one song, no freestyles,
ooh,
all original work. come down, check me out, see which song I do out of my 10,000.
Wow. Great selling points here, right? Don't you want to see all of this go down? Jesus, man. 5-on-5 against the poets.
Yeah.
Those slam poet guys?
It's like slam poetry, and I just got to make sure I bring something that's just not too crazy because I feel like they're going to get people's hearts, and I'm just going to be out there like, yeah, turn up.
it's more entertaining. The slam poetry called somebody overrated.
Oh, so, my God.
It's fine.
Shout out, Grant.
There you go. See? We're making relations.
When I get a house, man, that's who I'm going to go see.
Did you learn some good information there?
Man, I almost wrote stuff down. I'm about to watch the video on YouTube. You're going to get some likes and shares from me.
He said it, man.
That's great. There's Sky, come on out, because this is the last show for September. We're going to go shout out everybody here. So the man behind, he's never on the camera. Heard but not seen, right?
If I go missing in Europe, this is what I look like.
Put him on the carton. Put him on the car, and the Lord Flores, once again, thank you to Ben.
Yes, sir.
Under the weather. Please get well. DJ Freeze, the man behind here. Shout out, Freeze. Say something. Say good night, Freeze. Mike wasn't on. Damn it. Okay. Speaking of sound, shout out to KO, because if there wasn't any sound, that's it.
Big ups.
Big ups to Kind Company. Sorry, there's no cupcakes, Astro.
I wanted cupcakes.
Damn it, you know, sweet potato pie. It's purple, though. Yeah, that's right, it's purple. It was in honor of you, actually.
You bought me, I got it. I'll be there.
You see how that works. So, yeah, shout out to everybody that's out here. Shout out to... Who?
Oh, yeah, shout out Wello in the building. Shout out X. We just shot a music video yesterday.
Woo-hoo. See, we got... Oh. There you go, Freeze.
Hey, shout out Wello in the building. Nah, shout out Aaron, though. What you mean? DJ Zach Morris in the building. This show is a lot of hard work, for real. He yells at us all the time in love. Shout out Aaron.
It's all in love. Okay, we got to get, we've been far gone way too over time, but shout out No Shade,
thank
Astro.
You. Thank you.
Moani Hara, Grant Capone Canojo. Shout out September, because we'll be back October 8th. It's going to be a break. Sleep time's over. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.